Hey y'all, I'm Sarah, a queer, femme, and disabled digital media consultant with a background in community organizing. And this is not your average digital marketing podcast. I'm out to rebrand influencer culture for the better, highlighting social issues, things you should give a fuck about, and helping folks understand the connection between social media and social change. Join me on this journey to help make influencer culture a tool for our collective liberation.
Hello, hello, everyone. I hope you are having a great day. Welcome to another episode of Influencing the Influencers. I'm your host, Sarah. And today I want to talk to you guys about something that I have been talking a lot about in my own life and in spaces that I've been sharing with others, about rest and the need for it. And I've been feeling this a lot lately. And I actually just wrote about it on my Instagram and was talking about the realization that I'm coming to that the work that I'm in requires a lot of rest. To be an influencer in the way that we talk about it, of being vulnerable, of showing up, of bringing your whole self, that requires a lot. It takes a lot of energy out of us. And I want to acknowledge that. And so if you want to read the full post, you can go over to my Instagram. I'll link it in the show notes. But I want to talk about rest as an active choice and building rest into our schedules and also prioritizing rest over other things, even things that have to get done. As you all know, I am chronically ill. I consider myself disabled. I struggle with various mental health issues, but it's my physical disabilities and unknown chronic illness that has really been taking the toll. It's the subtle form of exhaustion that just kind of exists over me. And I feel it in my bones and in my joints and in my muscles. And I just feel tired, but I haven't done much, not physically. And that's where I always get myself, right there. But I haven't done much, not really, not physically, but I have. The work I do of opening myself up, doing research, sharing the content I make, making the content, that takes energy. It takes intellectual energy, it takes emotional energy. Depending on the content, it might take some physical energy too. And that's on top of the fact that at all times my body is like actively fighting itself. All of that makes me tired. And even if I wasn't chronically ill, like some of you very well might not be chronically ill, but you still might completely get where I'm coming from. About the making of the content, about the energy it takes to show up in these ways. And that can completely track, and those things are valid. So I've been talking about how rest is an act of resistance. And that comes from Audre Lorde, right? And that comes a bit also inspired by the Knapp Ministry, folks who I have been inspired by for a long time. And I'm also inspired by the story of Harriet Tubman. Now, Harriet Tubman was disabled, which is something that some know, but some don't. We know her for her incredible feats and her ability to help free and emancipate so many enslaved people. She was disabled from head trauma that she experienced from her enslavers when she was working the fields as a child. These injuries caused her to have seizures and she would need to rest. Now, how did that little girl turn into the brave woman who helped free so many, including herself? I think Harriet learned something in the act of resting, right? Like some of the greatest liberation we talk about in terms of social movements and impact came from people who had a choice to make when they were with her. If she needed to stop along the way, they could choose to wait with her and know that they would be delivered where they needed to go. She would know the way. She would get them there. People knew she was good at what she did, right? Or when Harriet would have a seizure in the midst of transporting folks. They could leave without her. They could leave her behind. Go on, not know the way, and risk getting hurt. So they slowed their pace. They stopped when they needed to, and they rested. And then they got free. Harriet Tubman is such an inspiration to me for that. Audre Lorde, for her ability to be going through cancer and still be giving us the wisdom that we use today to fuel our revolutions and to fuel our dreams of a better future. Rest is a tool of power. And as many have said, and I will link some articles that I read in preparation for this that I thought were quite helpful and helping me frame and think about this, but rest has to come. There's a flip side to rest, which is action. They come together. It is two sides of the same coin. And that action towards revolution is what makes rest revolutionary. Does that make sense? Because if we're just resting and we are not fighting our oppressors, or if we are not oppressed, if we are not oppressed and we are just the bourgeois and we are enjoying the finest of finds and oppressing others and resting and exploiting, that is not revolutionary. Rest becomes revolutionary when it is combined with action that is revolutionary. They come together. They work together. Just like theory is not tangible without practice. Rest is the theory. It is the taking of the time to let things come in the stillness and the quiet. Practice is where we apply it, where we take those lessons. As influencers, as people who are trying to make a difference in the world, we have to remember that as so much is happening around us, we still have to be accountable to ourselves and to what we need. And we need to tune in and listen every day, every moment of every day to what our internal beings need. And for me, that is often rest. I need a lot of rest. And I am learning to lean into that. And I'm learning to lean into the fact that a lot of rest allows me to do a lot of output at once. But then that also requires a lot of rest. And these things are okay and they can be in balance and I don't have to judge myself for it. There's a lot of pressure on small business owners and entrepreneurs, especially as women and femmes, that not only are we always producing, but then, right, we turn around and we are productive members of our household and we're giving to our community and we are caring for others and we are taking care of the meals and the laundry and there's a lot that gets put onto us from society. And I'm not saying that my partner does this, babe. If you're hearing this, don't freak out. It's these expectations that sometimes we can even just put on ourselves because of society. And choosing rest is allowing ourselves to take a step back from that and slowly start unweaving that knot, that tight bundle of expectations that holds so many of us and exhausts so many of us, burns us out. There is a balance, like anything. You cannot rest to the point where you neglect what has to happen. But rest is an act of sustaining long-term action. You can't make long-term change or long-term action without significant rest along the way. Rarely anything in life is truly a sprint. And to be in a marathon is to pace yourself. Working in digital media and working in influencer culture and trying to make these changes collectively, even though we are together and we're doing this work and we are living it, it actively takes time. It's going to take time. And if that means we're in a marathon together, that means we have a few things we need to do. One, prioritize our own well-being, from rest to eating well to indulging a little in life, being grounded with loved ones, doing what feeds your soul, and getting a lot of sleep, y'all. Resting, get cozy. It means connecting with our community members to support them and their needs so that when we have more to give, we can allow them to be able to rest. Those who have less than, those who can't take as much time because they don't have as much. And we can collaborate together. Working together can really be a way for us to lighten the load. The more that we can find ways to collaborate and to split up delegated tasks, we, from small projects to big ones, will be able to reach broader audiences, bring more people into understanding what it is that we're trying to do, and eventually we're going to see those ripple effects making a big difference. Now, y'all, I am going to be honest. It's Wednesday. I have been going hard on Monday, and yesterday I was at a conference, a virtual conference, but I am exhausted. So I'm going to wrap this up. I think y'all are amazing. I want to say thank you because big news, we have gotten to our first 100 downloads of the podcast and growing. I'm so happy. This was my biggest goal, and we reached it right at the end of the launch. So, good things, exciting things. We're growing, we're developing. Please keep sharing the show. Please. It makes such a difference. Subscribe, rate, and check out the links in the show description for more information on Andre Lorde, on the Nap Ministry, on resting, and some articles that I read in preparation for this episode. And to check out my post on vulnerability, social media, and rest. I love y'all. I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Influencing the Influencers. If you like what I'm talking about, please be sure to subscribe and rate the show as it helps build our community. Speaking of community, be sure to check out our Discord for free and exclusive content. And I would love if you consider joining my Patreon to support my work as a creator. Much love, y'all, and I'll talk to you next week.